All righty, and welcome to the Thursday edition of News Talk 1350 KSRO's Ask the Expert with Dr. Walter Tom. Dr. Tom is our very own cosmetic surgeon. Three locations now, Maui, Napa, Santa Rosa, take your choice. I'm picking Maui. Dr. Tom is strongly believing in education and educating the public. He's been featured here every Thursday on Ask the Expert. 10 years. I can't believe it. Time flies. Dr. Tom, sharing his passion for education professionally as well as teaching and lecturing nationally and internationally. Immediate past president of the California Academy of Cosmetic Surgery and the proud diplomat of the American Board of Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Tom, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Oh, what
happy
a glorious
fall
day.
And thank you. Beautiful day today.
Beautiful day. Beautiful day. Now, there's something that really plagues women, I think more than men, is the dreaded word cellulite. And for let's describe exactly what that is. I mean, most women know what it is.
Most women do know what it is, unfortunately, and it is a woman's problem. It's something that you really just don't see in men. So cellulite, people think of it as the cottage cheese of the skin. They think of it on their derriere, their tuchus, their butt, or on the side of their thighs, or maybe even the back. Those are usually the culprit areas that patients see that. And for those who don't have cellulite, you can kind of dismiss and say, oh, come on, you know, what's the big deal? But when your skin begins to get contracted, looks dimpled, looks like cottage cheese, it does affect somebody's self-confidence in terms of just being out there, just wearing regular shorts, for instance, or a skirt or a bathing suit. It affects them and keeps them from wanting to go to the out into the ocean, the water, or at the poolside. When you look at what creates cellulite, it is a genetic. It's something that's that we see primarily 99.9% in women, and that's because of the architectural differences between the space between the muscles and the skin and the fatty layer. So, if you're not in medicine, if you think about it, think about where your muscles are in your body, and then whether there's a thin or a large layer of fat. There's fat between the muscle and your skin, and that's why when we sit or we move, our skin kind of moves around because there's this movement and cushioning by fat, which is good. Mm-hmm. Running through the fat, so the fat just doesn't go everywhere, okay, so we don't look like a blob, are little fibrous tissues that extend from the muscles up to the skin to kind of hold things in place, a little fibrous tissue.
And is it different in men and women?
It is absolutely different in men and women, yes. And in fact, I was just going to go there, Robin. Is that? That's perfect. No, I love it. We've been doing this for a long
just
time
taking
together.
That right out of your mind.
This is great. If you were to look at a 13-year-old boy sort of sitting on a couch and you don't see any cellulite on his thigh or his derriere, and if you were to pinch the skin, it wouldn't look dimpled at all. If you take a 13-year-old young lady, again, lying there, probably you wouldn't see any dimpling or cottage cheese of the skin and so forth. But if you were to sort of pinch the skin a little bit, you would sort of get the suggestion of where a little dimpling is because of the fibrous system, the architecture of the fibrous system is just different than guys.
All right. Well, I've got so many questions about that. And, you know, seeing 13, can we do maybe a truth or myth segment here on cellulite? Because I know there's so many misconceptions.
Okay.
Is that fair enough?
Well, so it's interesting. I just got done talking to a politician, and trying to get people to kind of answer the question, right? And what's so funny is that Robin just right beforehand, she throws this at me. You know, I said, let's talk about cellulite. And she doesn't tell me what the questions are. And do you mind if I do this truth or dare or truth or myth? And I said, yes, so I'm going with it. And if I don't want to answer it, I'm going to pull the politician's thing and I'll talk around it.
You're a brave man, Charlie Brown. Okay. Dr. Tom, the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center Medical Director, kind of clearing up truth or myths about cellulite because this plagues 3 million women annually. Okay. Truth or myth? Cellulite caused by toxins?
No.
All right. Fair enough. But people think it, you know, if you're ingesting this or that, can it cause, you know,
right.
To go dimply.
Okay, so you know what is the cause of cellulite? You got to get back to that. So that's the aging process, and that's the tightening of those fibers. So nothing is black and white when you answer these questions. If you're going to say, if I only eat French fries, am I going to have a greater risk of getting cellulite than if I am so lithe? I have no fat on me. I work out all the time. I eat super veggies and all that. Well, you see cellulite in those patients, those people as well.
So it is lifestyle, dietary.
No, I'm saying you see cellulite in those people.
Okay.
Being overweight can accentuate the cellulite, but it doesn't cause the cellulite.
Okay,
I'm going to say myth.
Okay, myth. Okay, fair enough. Okay, do women suffer from cellulite more than men? This is easy.
That was, yes,
that's
absolutely.
True. Okay. Cellulite, generally worse at a certain age?
Definitely. You see that as people get older. I mentioned taking the 13-year-old, and don't do that, please, to anything. We don't want to make them self-conscious.
No,
you know, a 13-year-old, you wouldn't see that there. But then, of course, through the aging process and the changes in the architecture, the fibrous architecture running through the fat, then you begin to see cellulite more. So it does occur as we get older.
I was surprised because when I was looking at the stats for this, it says common in that age group, which I find extraordinary. Shocking, really. Okay, a truth or myth about cellulite. Is cellulite genetic?
Yes, it is genetic in the sense that you're seeing it more in women. Okay, so that's one, the double X chromosome versus the Y chromosome. And we can sometimes see it more in families, but it's not necessarily always, if my mom has it, I'm going to have it, or my mom didn't have it, why do I have it?
Right, okay, fair enough. All right, truth or myth about cellulite. Exercise, can it reduce it? Truth or myth?
So exercise can, I'm going to say, myth. So I want people not to feel guilty out there. I want women not to feel guilty out there. There was, we've mentioned this before, I believe her name is Jillian Michaels.
Oh, yes.
She is the personal trainer on, I think it was The Greatest Loser. It was a TV reality series where they were challenging people to lose weight. And she's this, actually, that's the person I was thinking about who lives a great, healthy lifestyle, has no body fat. And she came out of the closet basically saying is that she has severe cellulite.
Yeah.
And so here's a young lady who exercises the epitome of being in shape, and she has that. Now, will exercise and a healthy lifestyle help to improve possibly the looks of it? Yes, I do believe that. Because if you are, let's as an exaggeration, you're 100 pounds overweight and you have these stiff fibrous tissues running through the fat to the skin, it's going to accentuate the cellulite problem. But exercise is not going to make your cellulite go away.
Okay, fair enough. All right, can smoking affect the appearance of cellulite, truth or myth?
I don't know that one.
No, it's truth.
It's truth. Is that what they say?
Yeah, that's what they, but who knows? You know more than they do, Dr. I'm just saying.
No, I don't.
Just saying.
First of all, I'm against smoking, but I don't know that smoking necessarily makes a cellulite bad. What did they say? Why did that happen?
Well, it's a toxin, you know, really. Right?
I see. You know? They're going back to the toxin.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Again, boy, you know, I'm a little bit concerned about us always making other people feel guilty about their lifestyle.
No,
I think you need to live a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
Hey. We only have so much control a lot of times over things. And that's where if we were talking about cellulite for women, we don't really want to have them feel guilty about that. Yes, they should live a healthy lifestyle. They shouldn't be significantly overweight. Absolutely not. But it's not like they have the control that they could eradicate their cellulite by doing all of these maneuvers.
Okay, that's fair. I like that. All right, well, skin firming creams cure cellulite, truth or myth?
That would be myth in terms of curing. They actually improve? They will, but what I call the juice to squeeze ratio, that was a phrase we used in medical school. The juice to squeeze ratio, isn't that a great line?
Yeah, man.
And the juice to squeeze ratio is not as great.
Okay.
So the feeling is that if you can improve sometimes the blood supply to the fibrous architecture that causes, that running through your fat that causes cellulite, the cosmetic aspects of cellulite, you improve the blood flow, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Decrease toxins, and that may be part of the toxin argument, but also increase blood flow. A lot of times they will have certain ingredients like caffeine and so forth where they try to improve the flow to that area. And so probably you can get a little bit of benefit from it, but the question you said specifically was cure. And so the answer to that would be no.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. And then we have two more for you. Will skin fillers, can they even out the dimpling of the skin regarding cellulite, truth or myth?
They can, actually, to a certain degree. What did they say on the internet?
That's true.
They did. Well, great.
Yeah.
So you can see it's live here. Robin's really
putting
me to the task here.
You've done that to me. You know it's true.
We, and so further can't.
Okay.
And I know, so what we're really going to talk about today is a novel treatment called Selfina,
right.
Which is a way of breaking up that fibrous architecture, releasing it so that you can release the cosmetic effects of cellulite, which is the dimpling that occurs or the flattening of a contour. And so when that occurs, and we're kind of jumping the gun with that question because we haven't talked about Selfina yet, fillers, and primarily I like fat the best, but you can put fat in that area and plump up those little dimple areas once the tethering fibers have been released. So the answer to that would be yes, true.
Okay, and this question will lead us right into our next segment to kind of explore that. Will non-invasive procedures really work? I mean, do they work?
So non-invasive treatments, and one of the most common ones was actually started in France called endermology, which is like a lymphatic massage. So, you know, we're very much into massage, lymphatic massages here in wine country area, Sonoma, Napa County. And so those treatments can actually improve the appearance of cellulite. The problem with that is that you have to constantly maintain that.
Okay.
And so for most people, they can't do that time-wise or maybe monetarily. That is an issue for them. So that's why that's never really taken hold as a great treatment for cellulite, because of the fact that it takes those weekly treatments and the cost and so forth of doing that.
Okay, fair enough. Now, Selfina is what Dr. Tom was just talking about. I want to know more about it. Does it work? How long? Who's a candidate? Et cetera, et cetera. More with Dr. Walter Tom, who is the medical director for the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center's 3 locations, Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. Remember them at drwaltertom.com, the Facebook page, and 707-542-VEIN. More with Dr. Tom right after this on KSRO.
Bennett Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
When art connoisseurs Elaine and Lee first laid eyes on this 1,600-square-foot remodeled century home, they knew it was the house for them.
So it's the modern design that really made us love this house.
We were attracted to the tall windows and the openness of the interior. Our passion is the outdoors, so adding a sunroom will make this the perfect home for us.
Everyone's vision is different. You will need to decide how to use your new addition.
Hi, I'm David with Sonoma County Sunrooms. We are the only authorized four-season sunroom dealer right here in Santa Rosa. We want to help find the right sunroom to enhance your lifestyle. With thousands of happy customers, over 30 years in Sonoma County, we know you'll love it. But if you decide to list it later, you'll feel good about increasing the property value of your home. Come in today. We'll start it tomorrow.
Love natural lighting? Call SoCo Sun today and schedule a design consultation to find out the best options for you. Save with our low-interest unsecured funding programs today.
Sonoma County Sunrooms. Design, installations, remodeling. Online at SoCoSun.com.
This is North Bay Biz Country.
And it's harvest time, too. The season of bounty. The leaves are changing, the air is turning a little cooler at night, and there's just something special about this time of year. This is Lawrence Amaturo, the publisher of North Bay Biz Magazine. We're your one-stop shop for hot trends, topics, and issues impacting Napa, Marin, and Sonoma, all in living color, each and every month. Our special wine issue, Harvest 2018, is out and available. Our cover story uncorks the business of corks. You'll also read about the Mondavi family and their shift to a new generation. In the feature First Glass, winemakers share their stories about that first glass of wine that captivated them. So give North Bay Biz a read this month. Find out what's happening now and what to expect in the future. If you're not yet one of our 50,000 readers, get your free issue by emailing us at sample@northbaybiz.com. That's sample@northbaybiz.com.
Helping grow your business isn't just something we do. It's all.
Are you getting the benefits of full market exposure when selling your home? Ask your agent if your home is on Barry's MLS, Bay Area Real Estate Information Services. Barry's MLS is the primary platform used by more than 60,000 real estate professionals to share properties for sale in Sonoma, Marin, Napa, Solano, and Mendocino counties. Most listings are displayed on popular consumer sites. Visit greathomes.org to search for listings, find an agent, or see what your home is worth. Ask your agent if your home is getting the value of Barry's MLS.
Hi, I'm Jeff Davis. This week on The Wine Road, I talk with a couple of Harvest Fair Best of Class Award winners as I spent a few hours there on Sunday. And you'll meet winemaker Lisa Streed of Aridus Wine Company in Arizona. On the Wine Road is sponsored by Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa and Smothers European Volvo Cars, who offer an extensive selection of sport and luxury vehicles on the Corby Auto Row. Join us on the Wine Road, Saturdays at 1:05 p.m. here on KSRO.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Thank you, Michael DeWald, our producer-engineer, each and every week on the Ask the Expert show with Dr. Walter Tom. Dr. Tom, the medical director for the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center, Santa Rosa, Napa, Maui, 707-542-VEIN. Remember the website at drwaltertom.com. Dr. Tom, I'm so excited. I saw this on Facebook and I went, Best Dev Awards last night at LBC from the Press Democrat for the Best Cosmetic Surgeon. How many years in a row?
We've been so lucky. Thank you, everyone. We were voted for the third year in a row as Best Cosmetic Surgeon in Sonoma County.
Oh, my gracious.
Right. And I thank you, Robin. It's a great honor, and I'm really so proud of our team because it's really the team that brings it all together. I'm so proud of our office, our nursing staff, to our patient coordinators, to our medical esthetician and all. It's a complete service. Had a gentleman who had a hair transplant with us just the other day, and he owns a local business, and that's all I'm going to do in terms of potential identification.
Sure, sure.
But he was really nice and complimentary about how our staff knows people by their first name. They get up, they talk to them, they're genuinely happy to see them. So all of those kind of things brings it together, because this is it's really my dream. This is my baby, the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center. And so it's really important that we put out there what we want to the world. And that's helping them feel better about themselves. And that's really great that they feel that they can come and see us, feel comfortable there, feel secure. So thank you for voting for us for the third year in a row. We're really proud of it.
It's kind of, and your team is more like a family, fair? Is that
absolutely,
it really is,
absolutely.
Isn't it?
I mean, you know, sometimes, as many of us will say, when you work, you have a career is that you spend as much time at work as you do at home. So,
congratulations. I was very excited for you. And again, yes, thanks. Thank you, listeners, and thank you for voting for Dr. Walter Tom each and every year. Talking about cellulite, can we review what that is? And then you have a new thing that you brought to the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center. It's called Selfina, and I'd like to know more about that.
Definitely. Okay, so cellulite, basically it occurs in women. You think about where your muscles are, and then sitting on top of your muscles is a small fatty layer, small or large, and then your skin. And so that the skin is held in place and the fat is held in place, we have little fibrous architecture of a network, a honeycomb system that attaches the muscle layer up to the skin through the fat. What happens is that in women, that architecture can get distorted. Those fibers can get rigid, brittle. They can contract, and they can cause the dimpling that we see in skin in women with cellulite. And then the fat in the areas that are not dimpled can grow bigger, and then kind of give you that cottage cheese look that women talk about and that they hate, and just really interferes with their ability to be out in the world in shorts, bathing suits, and so on. They just don't want to ever do that. And you know, unless you have it, you don't know what these people are going through, and it's pretty significant. So there have been all sorts of potions and lotions and all these treatments that you were kind of alluding to when we did our, you know, truth or myth, little question and answer at the first part of the show. And unfortunately, nothing has really come along to date that has really given us long-term results. Even I do smart lipo, which is laser liposuction. I was the first surgeon to introduce it to Northern California back in 2007. It's been a long time that we've been doing that. And even that company came out with an alteration of how the laser went out, and that laser was supposed to cut through these fibers and all. And I looked at it and studied it, and I really didn't think that it was going to be an effective treatment. I opted not to get that technology and bring it here to Sonoma and Napa counties, and indeed it's proven not to really have been effective. Okay, so keep on looking. And sometimes the cures are the simplest. So along comes probably some just very innovative bioengineers, and they looked at the cellulite problem. And what they created was a treatment called Selfina. And so if cell for cellulite, and Robin, you're Italian. I don't speak Italian. What's Fina? Is that end?
Yes. I believe so.
So
I mean,
maybe,
it's a guess.
So if you're Italian, you can call it in and tell me if I'm wrong or not.
Yeah,
but I'm only Chinese and Greek, so I don't know Italian. So basically, it's the endocellulite. And indeed, it does work. And that's why I'm so excited about it. So what the system is basically under local anesthesia, you inject local anesthesia under the skin in that fatty layer and that architecture of sort of the dense fibrous tissue in women that is dimpling the skin. And underneath it, you suction up the skin so it makes those fibrous tissues taut, okay? You know, it's like trying to cut a loose string, right? That's really hard to do. You have your friend on it, hold the other end of it, and you hold it taut, and then it's easy to cut. So you put a suction, you get these big hickeys on your tush, unfortunately.
Oh,
so what you get it looks like, for those who are in medicine, it looks like a large Petri dish, but it basically, it's a cup that goes on the skin and it suctions the skin up. You inject local anesthesia in that area so you don't hurt the patient, and then it's a mechanized system the engineers developed that goes in. It's what we call oscillating, going back and forth. And you take that very fine little blade, and it goes underneath the skin. It's like a needle. And basically going back and forth in a set pattern, you cut through the fibrous tissues that create the cellulite look.
Okay.
So what you're doing is you're basically releasing the tethering fibers that cause cellulite.
So
that's simple. You cut it and the suction is pulling the skin up and boing, it comes up. Okay. And what they found is that when patients who they put into their preliminary studies at 2 years, that over 90% of them were happy with their results, which is phenomenal.
That's
2 years. And then they went out a third year with this study, and they found again though that the satisfaction rate was above 90%.
In year three.
At 3 years out.
Wow.
And in fact, the company has even come out, because they're so proud and confident of that, is that they have a warranty with the patients that if you have this treatment done and if you get a recurrence of cellulite, that they will actually help to pay for the secondary session to address that. So that's they're putting themselves out there, the company, in terms of their confidence in Selfina.
Yeah.
And I have to say that initially when you do the Selfina, you see improvement.
Yeah.
But you might even say, you know, I was hoping for more improvement, is what the patient might say.
Right.
And this is a case where actually waiting, the results improve. So if you go back, and so we've been doing this for about a year now, so we don't have the 3-year follow-up that they did in the study, but if you actually go to the website for Selfina and you look at 6 months out, 12 months out, 2 years out, you will actually see that the results improve in the case studies that they are placing there. They actually improve over that time. And if you read the fine print, you will actually see that in those patients, they mention their weight, that in many of them that are improved at 2 and 3 years out, that their weight is actually up a little bit. I'm not talking 100 pounds up, but their weight might be up 5 pounds or 10 pounds.
Sure.
So there's, and so to me, that was very convincing, and that's why I decided to bring it to our Santa Rosa office, and I've just been very pleased with the results.
Well, I'm amazed. We're looking on the Selfina website, and as Dr. Tom just stated, the before, the after 3 months looks a lot better. It's smoother. And then after 3 years, let's say there's a dozen little dimples, and then there's maybe 25% of that, and then there's 10%.
Right.
I mean,
Is that fair? Right. You can never promise perfection, okay?
No.
But when you look at the improvement of the before to the after, it's significant. And it gets better as time goes on. And that's what's really great about this treatment, is that we see longevity with this. And it's a one-time treatment. So
that's,
if somebody's thinking about this, you know, why would I want to do this? Well, first of all, it works.
Mm-hmm.
You get long-term results, so that would be the motivating. Why would you want to do this if you are inhibited from wearing shorts or bathing suits, going out, just in regular social interactions? And I'm not talking about modeling. I'm talking about just going out and enjoying going on vacation.
Sure.
If that bothers you, then you should be looking at Selfina. It's great is that it's a one-time treatment that we mentioned. It takes us maybe half an hour, 45 minutes to do. Now, we set it under local,
right?
We do it under local, so you're going to be with us for a couple of hours, but the actual treatment itself, maybe about 45 minutes, I would say, of doing that. The recovery is you're going to be sore for definitely a couple of days. Mm-hmm. But then after that, you can resume normal activities as you can tolerate it. Certainly, most people can go back to work within a couple of days' time, if not the next day. I actually did this on one of our staff members who actually works with us and then also works at a hospital. And she had the procedure done, and then she went to the hospital to work immediately afterwards. So you can do that. That's not what
that's
I recommend,
like
however.
That you would
that's
do.
Right. That's not what I would recommend. But certainly the downtime is very minimal.
Okay, fair enough. I have more questions. I hope that's okay.
Sure.
We have to take a little pause for the cause here. You're listening to Dr. Walter Tom. He's the medical director for the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Centers, Santa Rosa, Napa, and now in Maui. Remember them at drwaltertom.com, 707-542-VEIN. I have questions more with Dr. Tom right after this.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
The 2018-19 season at Sonoma State University's Green Music Center is underway. Once again, you'll hear the world's finest talent from classical, jazz, folk, international, and popular music. On Friday, October 12th, the Soweto Gospel Choir will present an invigorating and joyful performance in honor of Nelson Mandela's 100th birthday. Sunday the 30th at 3 p.m., enjoy the crystalline and intoxing vocals of Gaelic singer Julie Fowlis. Then Saturday, October 20th, don't miss a one-of-a-kind movie-going experience with Manual Cinema's The End of TV. The performance will be handmade in front of you. Performances within Weill Hall at Sonoma State University's Green Music Center offer unforgettable experiences. For tickets and more info, visit gmc.sonoma.edu.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Thank you, Michael DeWald. Welcome back to the Thursday edition of News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO's Ask the Expert with Dr. Walter Tom. The award-winning cosmetic surgeon, best cosmetic surgeon, voted by you in the Press Democrat, just celebrating last night. Congratulations. Talking about cellulite, plaguing 3 million people annually, both men and women. And Dr. Tom, I know you're a fan of combination therapy. Is that the case with the Cellfina treatment that you brought to the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Centers?
You know me way too well. We've been working too long together, Robin. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, there's usually not just a single perfect cure, right? There is no panacea. So what I'm going to say is that if somebody has significant cellulite, and a lot of times what bothers them, especially on the derriere and the buttock area, is that not only they get the dimpling, but they get flattening. So, you know, most women want to have more of a bubble butt or certainly at least a nice contoured derriere. Mm-hmm. And so what we would do is we can release those fibers and definitely get improvement. But what they need is some more volume. So we go back to that question that you asked me that I didn't know you were going to be asking me about truth or myth and about whether fillers can help. And indeed, that's true. So the filler in this case that I would be talking about is using your own fat. So just under local, we may be taking fat from another area. And what I do after I release these fibers with a Cellfina, I'll go in and then I'll inject a layer of fat under there that helps to prop up the skin. And so that's a combination of cutting the tethering fibers and then adding volume with fat. And that gives us, in my opinion, the nicest results and gives you more of a bubble butt.
Thermage, what do you think?
Thermage can definitely help with skin tightening afterwards,
right,
and improve the
okay.
results of cellulite as well.
I love it. There's so many options. If you have any questions about that, complimentary consultations at the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Centers, Santa Rosa, Napa, and now in Maui. Check them out on Facebook. Congratulations again for winning Best of for Cosmetic Surgeon 3 years in a row with the Press Democrat. Thank you for voting, and we'll see each and every one of you next week right here on KSRO.
The preceding was a paid presentation.